You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis is asking for prayers for those countries who are taking in vast numbers of refugees and displaced persons, so they may find the support and the resources to assist those seeking refuge. In a video message produced with the assistance of the Jesuit Refugee Service, the Pope gives voice to his prayer intentions for the month of November. Jesuit Father Kenneth Gavin, Assistant Director of Jesuit Refugee Service International, told me about the Pope's prayer intentions for November, which he explained is one of 12 intentions the Pope has expressed over this past year. But it is one that is very close to his heart.
12 intentions throughout this past year, and they basically focus on an invitation to pray about the major challenges and the mission of the Church with respect to those challenges. So we've seen pieces on interreligious dialogue, we've seen videos on respect for women, care for creation. But this month's has focused on the issue of refugees, and more specifically on the focus of solidarity for countries who are hosting countless numbers of refugees. Solidarity not only from the international community and countries throughout the world, but also from us individually as Christians. So I think that's kind of the important background to this. Really, I think what strikes me as most important here is that, as we all probably know, that the refugee situation has reached a crisis situation with more than 65 million people who are either refugees or forcibly displaced in one manner or another from their countries. We see even yesterday with another shipwreck off the coast of Libya that another 250 some odd people have been killed, which comes to something like almost 4,000 people have been killed just on simply that pathway from Libya to Italy. Pope Francis has again and again said, "Shall we make the Mediterranean a cemetery?" And it seems that's exactly what's happening, that countless number of people seeking refuge, seeking a future for themselves and their family, are lost at sea. So I think one of the things that I would like to emphasize, and Pope Francis again and again emphasizes this, is we can talk about 65 million people, and that can be an overwhelming figure. None of us, Jesuit Refugee Service included, has even a hope to be able to work closely and to influence that number of people. But I think what's more important for us to understand is, as Francis says again and again, that each one of these people has a face. Each one of these people has a story. Each one of these people has hopes and dreams for the future. So what I would like to simply say here is that the part that we've played in this month's Pope video with the prayer intention of solidarity for countries who are caring for refugees is really incredibly close to our hearts in JRS. But it's not simply an advocacy position that we're taking. Of course, we would take this position. It's quite clear that the fate of so many refugees and displaced people is very close to us. But this is a prayer network that the Pope is really focusing on. And it's not simply that we're asking our God to take care of this himself, I think what we do in prayer so often is simply place ourselves in the Lord's presence and ask him to shape our hearts and transform our inner being so that our hearts become his hearts, that our desires and our hopes become his hopes and desires. Because only when through prayer our hearts and minds are transformed in some fashion are we able to then say, okay, where is this calling us? Where do we long to be in relationship to so many people who are without homes, so many people who are looking for care from the international community? So I think that's an important thing to say. So we are joining the Holy Father basically in this network of prayer, and we're happy to have been able to work together on the Pope video this month, precisely because we know that our own individual minds and hearts have to be transformed. So there's that wonderful image in the video of a woman who comes through the swinging door And she starts to realize, are these refugees any different than I am? And it's that contact with the refugee that really can change our lives. The underlying fear that all of us have of the unknown, fear of our countries being overtaken by refugees, fear of losing the language of our country, of our culture being reduced in one fashion or another. I think that fear can only be resolved by a loving contact with refugees, a contact that enables us to see that in one way or another, they're just like us. Their children have the same needs for education, for love, for a future, for growth that our children have. And so I think that's what we come to this month and this sharing this video experience, not only with Pope Francis, but with the entire Christian and the entire world, that we're basically saying, help us, Lord, to transform our hearts. Help us, Lord, to come to know refugees simply as our brothers and sisters, as children, as your children. And it's that bond of being brothers and sisters, of being members of the same family, that will gather us together and enable us to come to resolve the difficult questions of how we can best resolve the refugee issues that our world faces in a global fashion. The refugee situation is not simply anymore something that happens in some little-known country in Africa or Asia. The refugee situation is a global situation that affects our entire world. So we come to this experience of prayer basically asking the Lord to transform us, to open our hearts, and to open the doors of our countries, the doors of our cities, the doors of our local civic communities, to be able to welcome refugees as God's children.
That was Jesuit Father Kenneth Gavin, Assistant Director of JRS International.